and welcome to this podcast from Bidfood. I'm Sarah Widette, Head of Insight and Customer Experience at Bidfood, and in this podcast we'll be talking about the issues and opportunities impacting food service. So far in this series we've been looking at megatrends, but in the next few episodes we'll concentrate on the cuisine trends, and the first one is Great Britain. There's a growing desire and need for British produce, British classics, and British curing, cooking, and presentation methods on food service menus. And this includes a real drive for local and seasonal goods. This episode, we're going to hear from Martin Eshelby, our Food Innovation Manager. But first up, we're going to speak to Lucy Pedrick, our Senior Insights Manager. I caught up with her at our Business Development Centre. So Lucy, we've had Great Britain on our trend predictions for a number of years now. What still keeps it fresh?
So the thing about Great Britain is there's some really interesting elements in there that you can keep mixed in with that trend. It's a real favourite with the consumers. It's obviously the heritage behind that and what consumers have really grown up with. But the nice thing about the Great British trend is there's some really classic traditional dishes in there that feed off the land and the coastlines that we have surrounding the country. So the nice thing about the Great British trend is it's something that we can be really proud of. There's some really great traditional dishes that we embrace and eat all the time. But the nice thing for food service operators is that they're quite easy to execute on their menus, but they can make them quite different with some different twists, different ingredients to really appeal to a wider consumer base as well. But it's not just about the food. There's a lot happening within the drinks arena as well. So we've got a lot of our own brewed beers. We've got our own crafted gins, and there's a lot more happening within wine within the UK as well.
It seems this trend is all about supporting local communities, supporting British produce. How are you seeing this come to life?
So we have lots of fish from our own British waters that we're able to use, and that's a really good thing to talk about. And fish is going to be really big this year as it starts to replace meat as one of the core proteins. Within our menus, we can really make the most of those seasonal fruit and vegetables as well. It's not really about having the same produce available all year round. It's about making use of what's available at the right season and really enjoying it when it's at its freshest.
So you've talked about fish there, we've talked about meat. What about the opportunities to really play to some of the plant-based vegan trends that we're seeing within Great Britain trends?
We have some really great British dishes that we can adapt so that they can take the meat out of them. So there's Yorkshire stews that you can have. You can use mushrooms and lentils and a shepherd's pie or cottage pie and start to take the meat out of those. But where you are using meat is making sure you're using good local meat where you know the history of how it's being produced, and even look at the farmer's stories around how that meat has been cultivated to come to your plate.
Go on then, Lucy. Tell me, what's your favourite Great British dish to be eating then?
I really love a good portion of fish and chips, and I love it on the newspaper straight out of the chippy with a lashing of curry sauce. And my favourite dessert is a good old apple crumble. More crumble the better, with lots and lots of custard.
Lucy Pedrick speaking there, our Senior Insight Manager. Now we're going to hear from Martin Eshelby, our Food Innovation Manager. So Martin, what recipes have Bidfood created to really bring this Great Britain trend to life?
So we created a Yorkshire pudding wrap, a twist on an old favourite that's filled with slow-cooked beef, roasted vegetables and horseradish sauce that's rolled and then cut for a wrap format on-the-go eating. Scotch eggs, famous staple of pub grub up and down the country. We've created different variants on that. And then cured mackerel with compressed apple and horseradish. Again, a little bit more upmarket, but a great product to use our British ingredients.
And what's your favourite traditional British dish? Do you stick to tradition or do you add a little chef twist of your own?
I like to add a little twist. So I like a really slow cooked beef dish with Stilton dumplings and just finish with a little bit of thyme. So you've got the Stilton in there, which is a little bit different, gives a little bit more of a depth of flavour.
That was Martin Eshelby there, our Food Innovation Manager. Thank you very much to Martin and Lucy, and also to you for listening. Please do take a moment to review and share our podcast. It will mean that more people can take a listen and learn about what's hot in food service for 2019. We're using the hashtag BidFoodTrends2019 if you want to join the conversation on LinkedIn, Twitter or Instagram. Remember, you can also subscribe using your podcast app so you don't miss any future episodes. But for now, it's goodbye.